This is March 6th, Saturday. And as you can hear probably in the background, Toadie's panning away. They brought me some fufu, and I ate that. It's the hottest sauce you can believe. My lips were just burning up. The guy saw me kind of wincing and came over and asked me if I like rice, and I said, yeah. A little later, they come with this huge bowl of rice with a bunch of, like, tuna fish stew poured over it. And I ate all of that, so I'm about as stuffed as I've been on this whole trip. We sat in on the gartering of the new chief, the paramount chief. We met the chiefs of state, the real head traditional guys in this one meeting. Everybody in this whole country gets turned on by pictures. Little kids and everything, they just practically fight to get into a picture, and they are always asking you to show them pictures or take pictures of them. And the chiefs did the same thing when we were there. But we had to go through this greeting thing where you walk up and you kneel down in front of the chief on your hands and knees and you say, "Nana mo ba sho," and then you kind of bow your head back and forth. And you have to always be kneeling when you talk to him, and he talks to you through his translator. They were having a meeting because the chiefs have been split up until this time, and they want to get together on things such as exporting coconut oil and some of the other commodities that they have in this area. They've been fighting among themselves, and consequently they're not Nzima, which is the language, and the people of this area aren't very profitable. They don't have any electricity in this whole western part of Ghana, and they're really behind the rest of the country in other ways too, because they have been fighting among themselves. For the first time ever, they chose one head of the whole group. One of the seven paramount chiefs is now in charge of the whole thing, and they're going to try to get something done now that they're unified. It's Saturday evening now. This has got to be about the first day I've ever been actually full. I must have had 10 pounds of rice today. Rice for breakfast, rice for lunch, and rice for dinner. And lots of bread, too, so a lot of starch in me. It's hard to believe that the ocean's off there in the distance here. And it's evening here and probably about 75 degrees. And I work out there in the daytime when it's really hot, and I really feel invigorated picking up these bricks. They're heavy, but, you know, when I flex my muscles, I feel good that I'm strong and healthy to be doing that.
What is this? Now they said we are storing things here. We are not storing things because those slaves
are abolished.
As he said, where the slaves are kept, and that's in the bottom of a fort, Fort Apolloni, which is in the town of Bayin. It's where we went this morning, March 7th, Sunday, on our way to the more festivities of the Independence Day celebration. Moving right along, it's Monday, March 8th, Monday evening. The moon's really bright tonight. Today has got to be one of the most exciting days. All kinds of incredible things happen. They start from this morning. We went out to work today. We were carrying a bunch of little rocks and stuff and doing our normal drudgery. And what we had to do was fill up these two areas. There are two cement walls, and you had to fill in between them, which was about 6 feet deep and about 30 feet long. Fill it all up with sand. So all the villagers came out, and there was these huge piles of sand, and they just started shoveling the sand into the buckets and then carrying them on their heads and dumping them down there. It was tons of dirt that had to be moved. It was the most insane thing you've ever seen, the most incredible demonstration of community effort. I mean, it's something that could have been done by a crane in an hour. But here you have all these hundreds of people out there, including us, carrying these buckets on your head and dumping them. And there was a competition. There was two sides, and they were racing to see which one would get it done first. And our side lost, incidentally. But it was insane because it was so frantic. People were yelling and screaming and cheering. And I really got psyched from it. They wouldn't let me do it at first because there was so many people running and they thought I'd get mixed up. But I got my own system down and I was just trucking. And everybody from our group took a break for tea and I just kept going. I went straight for about 4 hours and I was just burning up. But I was so psyched. It was really exciting. Tuesday. kind of lose track around here. It's Tuesday, March 9th.
I haven't seen it before.
You haven't seen what?
The guitar. I heard the voice, but the I haven't seen it.
Can you play?
Yes.
You can play?
Yes, I can play.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
Yeah,
good to spy. Don't mind him.
What?
Don't mind him.
I haven't seen it.
Wednesday, March 10th.
My batteries are giving out.